Eastern Indiana corn and soybean crops are showing as much variance as there were wide-ranging planting dates this spring. In a Channel Seed growing season update, Bill Schwederman explains farmers planted in April, May, and June this year.
So we've got crops somewhat spread out, and so we're seeing that right now as we're seeing the crop grow. We're seeing different timing of tassels, and through that stress period, guys are wanting to spray fungicide right now or this past week, and we're seeing just a wide kind of variation in some of the fields.
Schwederman is a Channel Seed dealer for Yield Tech Seed Service, which covers Jay, Randolph, and Adams counties in eastern Indiana. He says his farmers are not giving up on this crop.
We do have areas that were hurt pretty hard with dry weather. We've seen some recent rains here in the last week. Certainly helped some of the crop, not the whole area, but a good portion of it got some rain. So we're definitely feeling better about the crop, and we certainly think that it's still going to be a very solid crop overall.
He tells Hat it has been somewhat quiet on the disease and insect fronts this year.
I did get a report back from a really good farmer out of Adams County, and he found evidence of some tar spots starting, okay, but very little pressure. This is on a field that has had numerous years of pressure, so he's familiar with that, that kind of a disease pressure. So he was definitely paid attention to that field. But overall, very, very little tar spot, if any, maybe a little bit of northern corn leaf blight. But again, it's been so dry, I think it's minimized our exposure to that risk of diseases.
There have been Japanese beetles seen in soybeans and some corn flea beetles. The pressure is minimal, although with recent rains, Schwederman thinks the pressure could become more elevated. Hear more in the full Hat and Channel Seed growing season update at HoosierAgToday.com and our mobile app. I'm Ian DeEubank, Hoosier Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.